Yeah, but so far it was good book handbook for right wing youth. I should finish it. I don't really have to focus on changing the car up right now too much anyway. So I got my fan, I got my grill, I need to make the curtains still. But once I have the curtains in, honestly, and I get my, drawers and things like that, I should be pretty much good.
Wait,
With
are
all my
you
mod
converting your car or
into a house,
whatever?
yeah.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah, I've got the back table made. It's made out of PVC pipes and a piece of plywood. I've got, it's also got, it's got a cargo net underneath the frame, so that way I have two areas to put things. I've got a one burner, grill. You can take butane or propane. Some cooking
Hey, what's up, Vincent?
utensils. I got a cooler. So basically, if I wanted to just kind of live out of this car, I could, and it would be pretty slick.
You could actually basically become a legal nomad in South Dakota. I think if you spend one day at a hotel in South Dakota and you can get like a PO box or something, you basically like live in your car traveling the country.
I'll consider that option. I'll keep it in mind.
Yeah, just go like make South Dakota, Florida, Texas. You can get like these similar things like that. Hello everyone. Somebody said hello to me. I think it was probably you, Matthew. Oh, I saw you in here, and that's the reason I knew that I missed the call with
Oh,
Johnny.
I kind of missed that too. I kind of forgot about it. So yeah,
Somehow
we're
I've
just
been on
kind
the
of
phones, guys.
talking shit. Well, not talking shit, but kind of just shooting the shit here. Late night mumble, basically.
All right, Vincent. Get this, okay? This is gonna blow your mind. But I've been thinking about this for a while. I had a hunch, and then I read something, and it confirmed my hunch so far. Are you ready? It's a big red pill.
I'm ready.
Sexuality is not real. Being gay, being straight, all that's fucking not real. It's fake. They're not born that way. No one's born that way. It's just, it went from being like just an action, okay? And was turned into like an identity and all this other bullshit in recent times. What do you think of that?
See. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, I can dig that, but I feel like I've seen so many memes that are like return the monkey. It's like you abandon consciousness as a as an ideal. And then it sort of sounds like that. See, like I like to think that, we're separate from the animals. And that that we have certain layers of abstraction, layers of consciousness above that, and like sexuality right along they fit into that. So I don't know how I feel about it. I like where this is going. There's something here that is mind-provoking.
Yeah, dude. If you want, so I'll send the article to you in Rocket Chat if you want it.
Sure.
But I mean, I was thinking about that for a while. Like I had a kind of hunch. I was like, dude, maybe this is all like just bullshit, Like, if you like think about it, like, because if we do know that they aren't born that way, and that they're more or less, there's no gene that says, oh, this person's a heterosexual, this person's a homosexual, But I think the mere creation of this binary, like, oh, because like, what does heterosexual mean? It just means normal, It just means you're not like a sodomite.
Yeah.
They came up with this thing, like Freud or whatever, Freud. He came up with this idea, like, oh, there's this and there's that, and it's like, well, now people who, now they adopt not only as like their vice, okay, just as it is, a vice. Now it's a personality. Now it's a lifestyle. Now it's a, oh, I was born this way, and it's this whole big convoluted mess, and they built an entire life around the fact that they get their asshole blown out. Like, it's ridiculous. I'll send it to you. That's why I don't think gays are real. I don't think straight people are real. You're just people, and there's actions and consequences.
Some choose to do very degenerate actions.
Yeah, some choose to just do degenerate actions. But that's just that's what they are. It's just, it starts and it stops there. You want to stop being a degenerate? Okay, then just fucking stop.
You sound like a bigot, Lawrence.
You're damn right.
What are you, some kind of evil white supremacist neon Nazi?
Most likely.
Oh, yeah, Lawrence, I don't know if you saw the white pill about the whole Seville thing, too, but you know the amount of damages they assigned to the individuals?
Which individuals?
Basically everybody but Spencer, Cantwell, Kessler, and Fields. Some of the legal fags in some of the Threema groups for the TRS stuff, like the law fags, are like... there's like some Supreme Court precedents where the damages assigned are like basically illegal. Cause I think there's like some legal pill with it, but it's like quantified damages or something like that. It's like the jurors either said $0 or $1 cause there's like no real damage. And I think the cap is like seven or nine times like whatever that is. So I think like the worst somebody's on the hook for is like it's like $7 or $70. I don't know. I'll have to find the explanation of it. It's like some grade A pill bowl, but it's interesting.
I thought I saw it. I didn't actually click on it, read it, but I heard something about Seville people alleged, you know, like being charged for like $15 million worth of damages or something.
Oh yeah, they're not going to get that. Half of that is basically Alex Fields, who is like fucked anyways.
Got it.
Jews spent like $15 million and they're not going to get a dime. That's the funny part.
Based.
Like, they ain't getting shit. Like, you know, these fucking kikes funded by the ADL are going to, like, just get their headline and that's about it.
Yeah, I don't understand how this works. Like nobody has that much money. I imagine within that group, like how do they plan on getting out? Is it just going to be wage garnishments, where it's going to be, you know, like $100 a month?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Actually, I think the legal cap basically is like, well, people like Cantwell are fucking broke. I think Spencer's fucking broke. Kessler, apparently that guy like lives with his dad, so I think he's broke too. Like, you know, they even if they're making minimum wage, like it's only like $120 a month, is what I think somebody calculated. But even then, like a lot of the guys aren't even on the hook for that much. Odds are it's going to be appealed. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I don't know. Like, some people actually say, like, despite what these fucking, like, Jewish journalists are putting in the headlines, it's actually a big loss for the plaintiffs.
Yeah. Oh, well, best of luck to all of them, I guess. I mean, for all of the criticism we could probably offer, to an extent, if they hadn't gone and done what they did, we wouldn't be here having this conversation doing something better right now, you know?
Well, yeah, it's... People needed to learn the lessons the hard way for us to basically adapt and overcome, right? Like, half of the stuff that was used as, like, evidence in this, quote, conspiracy was, like, basically, like, Fed posting and shit posts on Discord, right? Yeah. You know, like people making jokes about like beating up communists and shit like that.
Yep.
Like, you know, these Jews, there's no such thing as a joke to them, right? Like they even brought like, I think this one quote Holocaust expert, you know, basically complained about the Holocaust, and then they basically stated that there's no such thing as an innocent racist joke. like racist jokes are equal to violence to these kikes.
Wow.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's how they work. It doesn't matter how retarded it sounds. I mean, they'll twist the law against you however they're able.
Oh, yeah. No, the absolute chutzpah of these kikes. And that judge, too, is bought and paid for by the ADL. He literally has, like, Antifa on his, like, literal Antifa law clerks that one of the plaintiffs sent money to over Venmo, and they said it was for, like, lunch or something like that. Which, you know, it's just retarded. Like, she's paying off the clerks, basically. And the judge is also apparently handling a suit against Alex Jones. So, they basically went judge shopping, because this judge will do whatever these Jews want him to. I think the words that Stryker used to describe him was a neoliberal mercenary.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much sums it up. Like, I wish I could say I came up with it, but I'm not very good with words like that.
So our lawyers, I'm completely unrelated. I'm unsure. Like, I know, like, real estate agents, their information is public. Like, because they're public servants, they have to have their name, their address publicly. Of course, you can have a business name, you can put a P.O. box. But still, you know? Or is it the same with lawyers?
That's a good question. I don't think it is.
If it would, wouldn't it probably only be like the prosecuting attorneys or whatever, like the district attorneys?
Yeah, I mean, though some will make like their office address and whatnot like very public just because they want customers.
Yeah.
I don't think the bar actually publishes like lists of who is certified and all their information.
Interesting. Just wondering, in case if I, well, I am going to go through. No, I have admitted to going full through with that. So, there we go. But anyway.
No, we definitely need the whole real estate thing or the law thing?
The law thing. The real estate thing, best. I more or less like gave up on, but I've got 20-something days still technically to finish it. But even though I'm not really seriously doing it, I'm just kind of like skipping through it and just answering the questions at the end of the test, getting them wrong, and then just redoing the test over again immediately and getting 100%. Because that's what John Colorado told me to do. And said you're never going to use it anyway.
No, it's not showing any real estate people, but I don't understand like the why real estate people need to have their names in public record.
I don't understand why. I think it's because they're supposed to be like public servants or something. But yeah.
Yeah, I try to do whatever I can to basically minimize information out on me about the internet. Like, there's still some stuff out there, but I don't think it's really that actionable.
Yeah. If I did do the update thing all the way, I would just get a legal business name and just have it be something, not Lawrence or whatever.
Well, and yeah, you can get a Delaware LLC or whatever and get a registered agent, or like register in Wyoming and just have a registered agent.
Yeah.
That's what Scott did to keep his information out of public record.
Oh, okay. I'll keep that in mind. Probably even ask him about how to set that up too.
Oh yeah, Scott will tell you.
Has anyone talked to him recently?
Are you asking or did you?
No. Yeah, I mean, I talked to him like a month or so ago, I think. But what about you?
Yeah, it's been a while. But you know, last I heard, he's been pretty busy. I heard he's trying to get out of, basically find a new place to move to.
Yeah, that sums up what he told me too, more or less. Hmm. Oh well, hope he figures it out.
Yep, I do miss the guy. I like talking with him on Mumble. There's never a boring day when Scott was on Mumble.
Yeah, I liked Scott. I heard like he was like did some stupid shit, like when we went the Euro trip and the, you know, whatever else. Like, I also heard that like, I mean, some people described him as like, you know, a grifter who was like making things to profit off like white nationalist communities, or, you know, later on the metal community from teenagers and whatnot on there, which is kind of true.
Well, he's a capitalist, Lawrence. Like, he doesn't apologize for it.
True. Doesn't necessarily excuse it, but, you know.
But I don't quite know if grifter is the right way to put it.
Maybe. These are other people's words, not mine. But, yeah, and there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, going to community and doing things, tailoring it so that, you know, to their liking, which is what he did. This is perfectly acceptable. But, yeah. Although, he didn't really understand the metal community as well as he could have if he had listened to me more, you know, but anyway. Because the patch scene in the metal community is different from that of, like, the 4chan/K scene, you know? You wouldn't think it would be anyway, it would be more complicated, but it can be. You know, for just patches.
I mean, yeah, some of those like patches are like really impressive. It's astonishing like how detailed some of them are.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy ones. It's ironic actually. I'm more inclined towards the really cheap canvas screen printed patches now than I ever have been. I think it's because, like, well, it's a style change, because it's just like, you know, it comes with, like, you know, the music and whatnot I listen to now, but also because, like, it's a kind of a practicality element to it, because when you cover your jacket or your article of clothing in a ton of patches, it becomes very, very stiff if they're, like, all embroidered patches or woven. But if they're silk, if they're, like, you know, canvas with, like, you know, screen print on it, like super cheap, like $2 patches, you know, it's like that stuff's soft, it can bend with your body, you know, just slap it on and it's good to stay.
Yeah, I don't really collect patches. I've just been buying CDs lately, though. I did manage to cop some of those records, but I don't have a fucking record player.
Oh man. What band?
Oh, I Black Magic SS.
Oh, which records did you get?
They were all sold out except for Rainbow Nights.
That's a good one. George Washington, he's got a record player. Or George Minnesota, I guess now.
Yeah, we stole George Washington.
Yeah, he did. Go over to his place sometime and put it on.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I mean, like, George is great. You know, if we can steal more people, that'd be even better.
Me and George, we used to hang out. Like, it was nice because anytime like shit would go south in my house, I'd just go get my car and drive over to hang out at his house, which is 10 minutes away. And we go hang out. We get a Pop Murphy's pizza and sit down and like watch. And he'd make like tea with his French press or something, and then we just sit there and like watch a movie. It was so awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last time I saw him was at the pool party event. John Minnesota set up an event at his house. Like, we had like little like pool party Thanksgiving event. That was pretty great.
Nice. So he was telling me about how he was hanging out with the pool party guys recently, and I saw him how I met with Maya finally, and how it went really well.
Yeah. No. Some regions, they can be really spurgy, but, I mean, most of them are pretty cool in my experience. So, they're decent guys to hang around. Not all of them are cut out to be activists, so if you go into that expectation, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. And in the beginning, I was really disappointed with my guy because he was, like, just, like, really, like, bad at getting back with, like, messaging and, like, scheduling, you know, planning time to, like, do anything together. I was like, okay, well, what was the point of, like, all that? I met in person. We found something we could both do. And I was like, you know what? This is the guy that interviewed me and is, like, we'll probably later. I'm pretty sure I can just trust him of, like, things that you can't trust other people with.
So most of those guys have been around for a few years.
Yeah, and then, like, we went to a place where a bunch of people knew me, and they basically just kind of doxed me on the spot, and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, fuck it. You know, whatever. Like, what's the worst thing he could do? And it's nothing, pretty much, because he's a legit guy. I was like, hey, awesome. But, yeah. So, nice. It was good. We had a really good time together. And he was telling me how, he's like, yeah, dude, we'll, you know, definitely hang out again sometime, bring the fiancé. But if he brings a fiance, it means I need a girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, at least at our pool party, we have a policy that the only women we let hang around, like, need to be married to a member for a while.
Yeah.
Most of them are pretty solid.
Yeah. I like this one giant girl that goes to the gym. I'm going to get her to take some videos of me climbing to send to Marshall, North Carolina, so he can finally see. Oh, fuck. Tuesday came and went, and I didn't film anything. I always forget. And Shannon was there that day, too. Dang it. She only came, like way later on, like, as I was about to leave.
You know, I still need to go out rock climbing. Like, I haven't fucking done it. Because I took a second job that's, like, seasonal over the holidays just so I can, like, make some extra money over the weekends. And I always feel tired after doing it.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I applied to a place, maybe, like, all right, what do you think, Matthew? Do you think I should take this job, like, a manufacturing job? It's going to be, like, cutting fiberglass and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. It's $15 an hour.
How much was your other job paying?
Like $10 an hour. Yeah, I don't get any hours at all. I make like $100 a paycheck.
Oh, yeah, manufacturing, you'll get as much hours as you want. I haven't really done like actual manufacturing work, so I can't say, but I don't know. You should take it, dude. The money's worth it. You can get as much hours as you want. I forget it's Florida, so fucking pay is always shit there.
Yeah, it is, like, $15 an hour, which is good, but, like, I have a feeling it's going to be kind of miserable, but maybe it's the wrong attitude to have. Because, like, it'd be, like, in a factory just... I mean, then maybe it will be bad. Maybe it'll be fine. Like, if I could continue, like, working my current job, which, honestly, doesn't get paid very much at all, but it's, like, really nice, I would be ideal. But I might have to quit it. We'll see.
I don't know. I'd take the job for more money, but that's just me, dude. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I could just couldn't do without the money.
True. Come on. But right
then
now.
Again, I am like leveraged to high hell with a bunch of loans.
No, I've got student loans coming up in January.
Yeah, fucking student loans, auto loans, fucking all that shit.
Yeah. I mean, if I do it, they're only open, like, Monday to Friday, but first shift is available, and first shift is, like, from 6:30 a.m. to, like, 4 p.m., which isn't, like, ideal, because it's, like, I'd probably have to quit my current job, because I don't think they would let me do, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at that place. They're going to want someone to work 5 days a week, I think, at least, and then you get the weekend off, at least, which is cool, but it's also far away, like, 40 minutes away.
40, I mean, that's like
it's not
pretty
that
significant
bad.
Pay bump, though.
Yeah, I already travel like 35 minutes to get to my current place for like bucks an hour, but...
Yeah, you might as well do it. Like, yeah, it's like if you drive 30, like 40 minutes is really not that much of a difference, especially for an increase of that much.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can just do 3 days a week there. That would be ideal. If I could keep my schedule the way things are, except just fill the days I don't do anything with work, that would be ideal.
You ever tried looking for any office jobs or remote gigs?
I mean, the only remote jobs I was getting is, like, call center type shit. Like, customer, like, care and whatever. And I was like, dude, like, I don't want to be on the phone and get abused all day.
Yeah, dude, don't, never do call center shit. Yeah, that's, fuck. Yeah, I mean, you can try looking for office jobs then. I mean, you do technically have a bachelor's, so.
I know, I mean, I was looking, like, I don't know where, like, fuck to look for, like, this office job. Because anytime I try and go to do one, I have no filing qualifications or, any, or databases or anything like that. And I can never, like, they can't do any of that. They don't really know how to get started.
You just keep going for smaller businesses that literally, like, have no choice but to hire you because they don't pay as much as Globo Homo, but they also don't expect as much.
True. I mean, at least my current job, I'm, like, able to say, yes, I have sales experience because, like, you know, you promote, like, you know, and upsell stuff and try and sell people stuff. And administrative because you can book, like, you know, appointments and things like that. So,
I am. I don't know, man. I'm just glad I chose the line of work I did because it's pretty easy to get into, and I don't deserve the money I'm getting paid.
Nice.
So yeah, anyone looking for jobs? Like seriously, software engineering, fucking do it.
Speaking of which, I should check out Morgan & Morgan, see if they do have any openings. For, like, just entry-level anything.
Yeah, I mean, even something as dumb as, like, data entry will probably pay more than whatever you're doing. And even if it pays the same, you at least get to work in a fucking office building. And you might be able to get a better job eventually.
Oh, my God, fuck off. Why is this thing being so retarded? There we go. Morgan. I mean, I've never done it before, so that they might not be like, no, go away, retard. ForThePeople.com. Okay. 10 billion recovered for clients. Wow. There's the guy. There's Morgan. And then his wife is also Morgan. Okay, let's find. Free case evaluation. Orlando. Oh, they're centered in Orlando. Okay, Morgan & Morgan careers. Registered nurse. That's not what I was looking for. There we go. I'm sure they make a ton of money here in Florida for injury law because people here get in car crashes all the time. They're absolutely retarded.
Well, yeah, Florida's got a lot of niggers. Niggers are very bad drivers. Like, I don't know where Asians earn their reputations for being bad driving because niggers are 10 times worse.
Yep.
Like, every time I drive, like, through, like, a predominantly black part of town, like, you just fear for your life.
Yep. Just fear for your life. Oh, hey, cool, yeah, they're over here, too. All right, awesome. Death insurance, I don't care about any of that right now. Just give me anything. Let's just do it. Careers, quick. For employment opportunities. Oh, that's right here. Okay, I was already on the page. Whoops. Retard moment.
So get a load of this Jewish headline, Lawrence. Washington Post. Here's what we know so far in the sequence of events that led to the Waukesha tragedy caused by an SUV. Like
something.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking Jewish.
It's quite the word, though.
I mean, like, how much does a journalist have to twist the truth?
As much as they can until they get what they want.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they're definitely torturing the facts of this one.
I mean, they can just outright lie and get away with it too, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, not like shit lips know the difference.
Yep.
Okay, so it seems like the only opportunity they have near me is just not something I'm qualified for. Dang it.
I mean, I could, but like, I don't have a law degree yet.
Never mind. You know, sometimes jobs say like you need like 10 years, 20 years experience, and for things that, you know, especially in the software development field for languages that didn't exist 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, fucking applicant tracking systems are gay as fuck.
Yeah, I guess I don't have a whole lot of anything right now for a small fry like me.
Well, this is when we got to use white nationalist nepotism.
Case consultant, customer service, hiring incentives. Oh, let's try that out. But that's far away, but let's just look at it. Customer service professionals who are passionate about helping people and dedicate providing first-class customer experience. Clients are often experienced in traumatic situations and are case consultants with the first to communicate with them. Okay. Qualifications, GED or high school diploma. Okay. Excellent oral communication, able to multitask. Excellent comprehension and critical thinking skills. Okay, maybe I could do that. Maybe that would work.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
Mentioned like, I'm going to be a lawyer one day too, and this is me. Oh, wait. Case control center is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Our ideal candidate will be able to work anytime during those business hours. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. shifts are awarded based on seniority and are not available when starting. Dang it. Oh, well. I'll consider it. I don't even know where that location is. Longwood, Florida? Never been there before. What are they offering in Miami?
Dude, where are all these guys getting these extra stickers? Like fucking, Joe Massachusetts had this one of like really dapper looking Mussolini, and another one has like an 80s like vaporwave, like not vaporwave, but like an 80s comic that says like destroy communism and shit like that. Where are these guys getting these stickers?
Ask him.
Oh, yes, Pensacola. Let's go to Pensacola.
So you can move next to Nathan, Florida. Nigger Bell. Are there any Washington locations? I don't think they do.
Wasn't like Nathan, Florida, like that fucking fat retard?
He was a fat retard who we thought was an infiltrator for a second, and we almost dumped him 4 states away from home.
which demonstration was that?
Went back in January for DC.
Let's see what. There was nothing on Twitter that I remember seeing about that one.
No, we didn't think. We had suspicions he was because it was like. Anyway, it just turned out it was probably just Victor Maryland running his mouth to people on Telegram and then spreading shit around about the, what do you call it? About the, you know, specific, like, things that happened during the demonstration that you had to be there to, like, know about.
That's my guess.
Yeah, true. Like,
because Victor ran his mouth about, like, you know, Ulysses before he was supposed to. And Paul. Victor and Paul ran their mouths about that to everyone on Telegram. And the next thing you know, everyone on Telegram and East Lebs all know about Ulysses dying. And people in our own organization didn't find out till like, several weeks later. I was so disgusted. It was, like, the lowest of the low type of shit that was. And people say, like, oh, I miss them, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, I kind of don't. Because now, like, we haven't had anything like that ever happen since. When was the last time information was leaked since they got removed? Nothing. Nothing has happened since. Since we just got rid of incompetent people. It's embarrassing, honestly. Like, that we put up with that shit for so long.
Yeah, I mean, it only took one guy in that network to do a fair amount of damage.
Yeah,
at least to their local membership.
Yeah, and now what are they doing now? I mean, it's all built up and better than it was before. It's so much better than it was before now. But you know, you look at like what they've accomplished in their time away, and it ain't pretty, to put it simply. But anyway.
Yeah. It's late, so I'm going to get off. I got to get up early tomorrow. So I'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, I'm going to bed too. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, sorry, I just came back. I heard everyone's in it. Yeah. I'm trying to get some work done. But I guess I'll get some of those too. Good night, everyone.